Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We continually praise you, Almighty. You're Almighty, Almighty God. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the Holy One. We worship you. We bow down. We exalt you. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are Mighty. You are the Prince of Peace. No God like you. And Father, we thank you for what you've done for us. You watched over us carefully every night. You have carefully protected us. You wake us up every morning to give you glory, to give you praise. Lord, forgive us when we do our own thing, because you put a purpose in us. You said we're to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So this morning we just come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, your mighty favor. We are grateful for your favor this morning. You give us favor on every side. 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh our dwelling. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to bless you this morning. We come to honor you because you are the one who keep us in your almighty palm. Nobody can snatch us out. We glorify you. We praise you this morning, oh, God. We just come to bless you this morning because you're always loving on us. You're always blessing us. We come to return the love to you. Oh, Father, we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we're loving on each other like we love ourselves. Father, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through your blood, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings is ours. Oh, God, we choose blessings for ourselves, for our children, and our children's children, instead of curses, and life instead of death. Oh, God, we break and release ourselves and our children from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves and our children from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination off us and our children and our children's children. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we thank you. We break and release ourselves and our seed from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and those to be born from all curses of divorce and separation. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabonds. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that is nothing impossible to you. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us and our children and our children's children and our children's children by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves and our seeds and our seed seed and our seed seed, oh God, from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken. In the name of Jesus, we command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse out of us, out of our children, out of our children's children, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bind up every conspiracy, every confederacy that's been sent against us, and we send it back to the pits of hell. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do on Bible Story Land. We surrender all. Have your way this morning in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Father, I lift up every family on Bible Story Land this morning, every family they represent. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for families, particularly on Bible Story Land, oh God. Have your way from those that are unborn in the mother's belly all the way to the oldest, every generation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are loyal and faithful to us. You are our King. You are God. You are Lord God Almighty. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. No God is greater than you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you. We praise you, O God. You are awesome and you are powerful. We give you praise and thanksgiving this morning, O God. We bless you. We worship you. We honor you. We come to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Have your way in all of us. In Jesus' name, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, this morning we have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. What are you going to play this morning, Karen?
Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Amen. Children. He said in his word, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he blessed them. We're to bless our children with our mouths, with our loving kindness and tender loving care. Do not speak against your children. Speak love to your children. Of course we're to correct them, but we're to speak love. Well, good morning again. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We're glad in it. And we rejoice because he's our King. And he loves us. And he loves our children. And he loves our children's children. And even those to be born. God put a purpose in our children, just like he put one on the inside of us. Children's children are the crown of old men. And the glory of children are their fathers. Today, as you already know, is Children's Day on Bible Story Land. Come, children, hearken, hear and obey God, and he will teach you the fear of the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it be right. Well, you know what? God is so awesome. He gave us stories in the Bible that are applicable to us today. And one of the stories that is written in Proverbs 31, 1 through 9. I'm going to read it to you. It's a beautiful story about a king whose mother wrote wise counsel to him. You know, mothers are awesome people. They're the ones who birth us. And so, you know, we got to listen to our mothers, no matter what age we are, particularly those mothers who are called by God, who call on his name. So it says in Proverbs 1, 31, 1 through 9, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroy kings. It is not good for kings, O Lemuel. It is not good for kings to drink wine, nor a prince's strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that are heavy of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Now, he was a king. And you know what we are, too? We are king's children. We are princes, king, prince, and princess. So she wrote to her son, and she gave him some wise counsel and wise instruction. And she didn't wait till he was old now, till he was grown. She did it while he was a child. So she talked to him. King Lemuel's mother gave him specific instructions. As a mother who loved her son, she taught King Lemuel God's ways. His mother prophesied to him when he was young, and he did not forget what she taught him. He remembered the words she taught him, and he followed them. As his mother instructed him, her words were deposited in him, what is right and what is wrong. Deuteronomy 4, 9, only take heed to thyself and thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons and your sons' sons, your grandchildren. That's what he's talking about. Deuteronomy 31, 13, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land whither you go over the Jordan to possess it. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. The training won't ever leave our children, just like the training that our parents gave us never left us. It's deposited within us. But we have to deposit it in our children. How young should the word be when we deposit it in our children? Isaiah 28 and 9, it tells us, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. So we got to remember the word. As soon as they get off the breast, you can deposit knowledge in them. And that's young. That's very young. I remember teaching at the church where I went in New Orleans, taught Sunday school. We had the 2 and 3-year-old class. And one little baby was 2 weeks old. She came in the class, and we just sang songs. We told Bible stories to the children. We changed her diaper. We held her. We gave her a bottle when she needed, when she was about a, and she never did it. You know, she cried when she was hungry, needed to be changed. She never spoke a word. Even we didn't even know when she began to talk. Her mother came one Sunday and she said, "What's that song you all teaching her?" And we got like, "She talks?" The mother said, "Yes, she sings the songs every day." So she was 2 weeks old. She was singing them when she was a year old. And I'd imagine today those songs are still on the inside of her. And she's a grown woman by now. That was about 30-some years ago. So it's never too early. Read the word of God to your children. Read those scriptures pertaining to children. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You know those scriptures that pertain to children. Read those scriptures to your children, to your grandchildren. So King Lemuel's mother taught him to be chaste, holy in body, his mind, and in his thoughts. Deuteronomy 5:18 says, "Do not commit adultery." Proverbs 5:20, "And why wilt thou, my son, be revisited with a strange woman?" Revisited with a strange woman. "And embrace the bosom of a stranger." We must teach our sons and our daughters to abstain from lust. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. In other words, stay away from sexual sins. Other sins people commit don't affect their bodies the same way sexual sins do. People who sin sexually sin against their own bodies. Do you not know that your body, our bodies, are the temples of God, and it belongs to the Holy Spirit, whom you receive from God, and it lives on the inside of you and me? You don't belong. We don't belong to ourselves. We were bought with a price. So bring glory to God in the way we use our bodies. King Lemuel's mother not only told him what not to do, she also told him what to do as well. Proverbs 31, 8 through 9, "Speak out, King Lemuel, for those who cannot speak for themselves, whether they are learned or unlearned, retarded, hearing impaired, speechless, Alzheimer's, or whatever their situations are, stand up for them, help them, defend the rights of the oppressed and the needy people. Poor people who are not, who are kept feeling they cannot make it in life. They see no way out of their situation. Those whose parents did not teach them to do the right thing. Maybe they are in correctional facilities at ages 12, 13, 14, or even younger years, or maybe in prison. Maybe they have no job. No home. Maybe they're homeless. No way to feed their children. Help them," she said, King Lemuel. So we can teach our children the same thing King Lemuel's mother taught him. Parents, train, teach, instruct your children in righteousness. Don't wait on the Sunday school teacher to do it. You do it. Your children not doing it, grandmas, grandpas, teach them. Teach your grandchildren. If you don't do it, the devil will put in their lives, he will instruct them in the evil way. So we got to teach them so the devil won't teach them. We got to teach them, you know, that drugs, taking drugs, are all these things. We got to teach them against these things. Drug taking, drug dealing, prostitution, sexual activity, lying, stealing, cheating, homosexuality, lesbianism, alcohol, wine, beer, champagne, any form of strong drink. Teach your sons and your daughters God's word, Deuteronomy 6:5. "And you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and your might." That's your strength. "And these words shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently." Diligent means to repeat them over and over and over and over. You know how you fuss at your children? Clean up your room. You tell them 25 times. Well, I thank God for my parents. They didn't tell you 25 times. After the second time, they're going to get the belt. And after that, you got the message. You got up the first time they said it. Repeat them over and over and over. Talk of them all day long when you sit in the house. The word of God. When you go out on the bus, in your car, So teach your children. You riding in the car, teach them God's word, God's ways. When you lie down, when you get up, write them down. Tie them on their wrists. You know, kids love wristbands. Get some word of God on them. Teach the children daily what thus saith the Lord. Teach them what they need. Teach them those things that God commanded you to teach them. If you don't know what God is commanding you, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what would you like for me to teach my children or my children's children? Write the commandments of God on your door frame of your houses. You know how the children, they love to write on the walls and things. Get some paper and thumbtack it or pin it up there. Ham it up there or something. And write the word on it. Teach them. Let them memorize the word of God. Write down these scriptures. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents. Colossians 3, 20. Children, obey your parents in all things. Deuteronomy 5, 16. Honor your father and your mother. Ecclesiastes 12, 1. Remember your creator in the days of your youth. Proverbs 23, 22 through 25. Listen to your father who gave you life. Proverbs 3, 1 through 4. My son, don't forget my teaching. And not just son. Son represents children, male and female. So make sure you're teaching them everything God wants them to know. Well, this morning we're going to continually praise the Lord with songs of joy. You know, God loves for us to sing to him. So this morning we're going to be singing. It's Children's Day. Down in my heart, we got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart, where can be my heart today? I got the love of Jesus, love of Jesus down in my heart. Where can be my heart? So teach your children, put on songs of praise that they can relate to. Oh, well, we're going to continue with song and prayer this morning. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. I saw our number on here. Minister Donna, did you press 1 yet this morning? Minister Donna Hawkins, please press 1. All right. Well, I don't see her. I did see her number on here. Maybe she had to go this morning. Let's see. Minister Donna Hawkins, let's see if this is her right here. Minister Donna, are you on? Okay, well, maybe she's not on right now. But I thank God for each of you. This morning, we have a special guest. Her name is Ashley. She is from Flint, Michigan. So she's going to be singing a song this morning. She's a child, a young girl. Good morning, Ashley. Minister Carol Wells is
here. Thank the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Ashley Wells to come and sing What About the Children?
Amen.
Ooh, tears streaming now. Her heart is broken, and because her life is hurting, so am I. He wears a frown, his dreams are choking, and because he stands alone, his dreams will die. So humbly I come to you and say, children who choose the wrong way. So what about the children? Remember when we were children? And it's not for those who loved us and who cared enough to show us, where would we be today? Sir, where is your son? Where lies his refuge? And if he can run to you, then where can he run? Such a foolish girl, but yet still she's your daughter. And if you will just reminisce, your days aren't young. See, it's not where you've been or what you've done, because I know a friend who specializes in great outcomes. See, his love overcomes. What about the children? To ignore is so easy. So many innocent children who choose the wrong way. Yes, what about the children? Remember when we were children? And it's not for those who loved us and who cared enough to show us, where would we be today? Yeah. What about the children? We need your love and your help today. Yes. What about the children? Thank you.
Thank you. Woo! How old are you, Ashley?
14.
14. Good God Almighty, girl, you have a powerful voice. You
thank
sing
you.
Like you're a grown woman, but I thank God he's going to mature that voice even more. And you continually praise the Lord. Father, I lift up Ashley, your daughter, and I thank you for this mighty young woman of God. I thank you for the love you have for Ashley. I thank you for what you deposited in Ashley, oh God. I thank you for her parents who birthed her, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for even Ashley ministering the word as a young child. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that she will go the way of righteousness and holiness all the days of her life. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Amen. That's what we're talking about, the children who knows the Lord. Children know the Lord. So I thank God for the children this morning. Well, we're looking for Jackie Travis and her family this morning. Minister Hawkins, don't see them on yet. We have Minister Stacy Holman on this morning. Good morning, Minister Stacy.
Good morning. God bless you.
You sound like you way away from the phone. Can you come a little bit closer?
I'm right here by it.
Oh, okay, good. The girl's on with you?
Yes.
Good morning, Jabri and Bianca. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Bianca and Jabri, both of y'all on?
Well, Jabri, she coming. Bianca's right here.
Okay. All right. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
I guess we're going to sing a little bit of Take It to the King.
Take It to the King?
Take It to the King.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you, Minister.
Take Me to the King. Let me take out the speaker. They going to be better.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. Here's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options aren't few. I try to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurting of you. I can't face what's left to do. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's fame. So wait to sing out. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh, I know no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Please take me to the King. I don't have much to bring in. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. Here's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Please take me to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. All
Hallelujah.
Right. Can the girl sing another song?
Yes. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart.
I really love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart.
Do you love him?
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your life, I know.
talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Hallelujah. Yes, we love him. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I want them to come back on and sing by themselves right after this singer. All right, get a song for them to sing right after this one. Good morning, Anaya. How are you?
Good.
All right. How you doing? Is it cold in New Orleans, Anaya?
Yeah.
All right. How's your brother doing?
He's doing good.
All right. You gonna sing for us this morning?
Yes.
What you gonna sing?
Sam Cooke, I Was Born by the River.
Okay. Can you sing that other song you always sing for me?
As Good as Ever Law.
Say it again.
Greatest Love of All.
Yeah. Sing that one.
Okay. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. To make it easier, let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow.
You're doing good. It's okay. Go ahead.
If I fall, I would fight to see. At least I live in eternity.
I'm
sorry. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because of grace, love of all is happening to me. I found the grace. Love of all inside of me. Okay.
Amen, amen. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Anaya. How was your week at school, Anaya?
Good.
Are y'all taking the state national test yet?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Oh, fourth, yeah. Yeah, they're taking that national test here in Jacksonville, too. I think they just finished it yesterday. Was it difficult?
Well, I didn't finish it yesterday.
Oh, you didn't finish it? Y'all still taking it? Okay.
No, last week we finished it.
Oh, next week. Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Anaya and all the children that are taking those national tests. I decree and declare that they will pass those tests. Oh, God, they will make the highest scores. Give them confidence. Give them strength. Give them, Father God, a readiness with your Holy Spirit. Give them the answers, Lord, even as they go through the test. Remove any frustration. Remove any distractions from them. Oh, Father God, help them to focus and complete the test. Make high scores, very high scores, oh, God. Remove any fear from them, Father God. And I thank you for your boldness and your confidence. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be there with them, Guide their hands, oh God. Guide their thoughts, oh God. Bring the answers to them, Father. And we bless and honor you, oh God. Remove any distractions in the classroom or the surrounding areas. Give them a ready mind to continually focus and concentrate. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Anaya. I appreciate it. All right, Bianca and Jabria, y'all ready to sing by yourself this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
What are y'all going to sing?
I'm chasing after you.
All right, go ahead.
I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, because I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, because I need you more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more.
Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
Oh, I'm in Kentucky, Paducah, Kentucky, but my cousin and I'm going to the Easter Star thing, and I am trying to, my husband's having a birthday party, and we got so much stuff going on today. So is this Children's Day?
Yeah, you in Paducah today?
Paducah, Kentucky.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Good morning. So, yeah, get some of the stuff out of here, because we got to get all this out.
What you going to sing?
This little light of mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Right here, Jesse. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, yep, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Uh-oh, you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, I pray a hedge of protection around Jackie as they begin to celebrate her husband's birthday. I thank you that you will be lifted up, and I thank you that all men will be drawn unto you. I thank you for their traveling safety and peace. We bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, and we thank you, Lord God, for their safe return back to Jacksonville from Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, God, let the joy of the Lord be their strength in Jesus' name. Well, tell everybody hello, give them my love, and we'll see you back next week. Amen, amen. Well, just before our speaker come on, we have a man of God from D-Land, Florida. Bishop David Bryan. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Amen, amen. Amen. We're glad you're on today with us, man of God. Let God have his way.
Bless you. I'm just listening to the children, sister, and it's a blessing.
Isn't it?
It's a blessing. It's a blessing that all of our children are not selling drugs.
Amen. No, that's right.
We got some young people that love the Lord. We have some young people that love the Lord. So I just decided I woke up earlier, and we've been through some trials through sickness this week, but the Lord has brought us through.
Amen. And he's awesome. Now, he is a healer, Jehovah Rapha.
Yes, and you've been praying for us, and we're so grateful to God. And we're thankful that the Lord has done it again. Amen. He's doing it. We had some surgery scheduled and different things, and the Lord just moved. And so it's just good to be with my sister, Sister G. God bless you, and I love you. And I'm here for you. I try to support you as much as I possibly can. You know,
amen.
Ministry keeps me, but I try to support you as much as I can. And I just want you to know I love you. Don't have much to say, but I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Ditto. Back at you. Love you, too. Well, Father, I just thank you for Bishop David Bryan. And, Lord, I thank you for removing every affliction from him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for strengthening him. Oh, God, even in the midst of every trial, every tribulation that he's going through. But, Lord, I thank you that you are in the midst of him. You will never leave him nor forsake him. And you are his healer, Jehovah Rapha. So move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We pray for complete healing for Bishop David Bryan, oh, God. Walk with him daily. Talk with him. Be that lamp and that light that he needs on the pathway of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have one more person coming on to bring an announcement. We have Apostle Gregory Jones of Soul Tabernacle Church number 1. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Apostle Gregory Jones. How are you?
God bless you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. We got the men of God in the house this morning. We're doing real great.
Amen. God bless. It's such an honor, amen, to be on your show this morning, amen. And it was a blessing just to listen to you and the children, how God is using the children in this hour, amen. It's such a blessing.
Amen, amen. Well, all right, you have an announcement to make this morning.
Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity. We are, amen, we're going to be in a prayer line conference, amen, on the 11th. Through the 14th of May, 7 p.m. nightly at the Hospitality Inn, located at 7071 103rd Street, right there at the 295 FADA. Amen. And we're looking for God to do some great things in this prayer line conference. Amen. And we'll be having Apostle Greg Wright, and we'll be having Apostle Walker. Amen. All the way from New York. Amen. And we're just looking for, I'm the co-host of it. We're just looking for God to have a, you know, to have a good time in God and come together in fellowship with the saints and those that can make it. Come on out and be with us. We appreciate it. Like to see your face in the place. Amen. Because we're looking forward to God doing some great things and raining down his spirit, amen, and his anointing, amen.
Well, we thank you so much, Apostle Gregory Jones, for that announcement. You are invited. You heard the announcement, so you are royally invited to attend with them. We thank you so much. Well, moving right along, you know, we love the Word on Bible Storyland, the Word of God. There's nothing like the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Our speaker today is a mighty woman of God. She's a true soldier for the Lord. She's an intercessor. She is a mother, a grandmother. She lives in Flint, Michigan, where it's cold, where blizzards come. But we thank God he's in Flint, Michigan. There's no place that our God is not. She's full of the Word. She teaches the Word to her children's children, her grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Her name is Minister Carolyn Wells. Good morning, Minister Carolyn Wells. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. We're so happy to have you with us this morning. Let God have his way.
Okay. I have with me today, I have Ashley, I have Elijah and Christian, because this is Children's Day, so my three grandchildren decide to come over and be with me, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Good when your own grandchildren want to be around you.
I know that's right.
And Ashley and Elijah, they wanted to sing one more song, if it was okay with you.
Oh, we would love that.
And that song is Break Every Chain, because we know we need the chain broken off of these children and the situations that they go through. And we just thank God for Jesus. And at this time, before I come to speak, I'm going to let them sing this song.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up, yeah. There's an army rising up to break every chain, to break. Break every chain.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for Ashley, Elijah, and Christian. Oh, my God, God is using the children, and they are the ones who's going to help break those chains. This is the Joshua generation.
Yes.
So I thank God that he's rising up an army in our children. Hallelujah. All right, my sister, go right ahead.
Good morning, Bible study Storyland. I thank God for allowing me to be here today. I thank God for my beautiful host, Sister Gantling, for the invitation. I just thank God for Jesus today, and I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, you feel all the listeners, all the children and their parents with wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. Unlock the mysteries of the gospel that we can see as we ought to see concerning how to raise our children. We thank you today, Father God, for the good book of the Bible. We have a great book to teach our children from, and we thank you for it. I have 9 children myself, 7 girls and 2 boys, or 2 young men. And I thank you for being with me all down through the years. I used to say when I went to work, I'm just like the lady in the shoe that has so many children, but I ended it with, I do know what to do with them. Once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you know what to do with your children. You give those children back to your Father, your Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ, and he can do a great job with the children. We have hope today. Without God, we can do nothing, but with God, we can do all things. We have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and I thank God for that today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you today. This is Children's Day. This is a beautiful day, March 28, 2015. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Children, they are a gift from the Lord, God's heritage. Thank you, Jesus. We have much work to do, parents. Thank you, Jesus, mothers and fathers. We have to remember that children imitate us as parents. So we want to be like Jesus. We want to walk like Jesus and talk like Jesus. We want to be that example God wants us to be, because they're going to imitate us. Praise God. They're going to imitate the church family. Praise God. So we want to do what God have told us to do and get in that word and perfect it for ourselves, that when they imitate us, that the world will see Jesus in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. They have many capabilities. Thank you, Jesus. One of them is they can glorify God. They can come to Christ. They can understand scriptures. They can receive the promises. They can believe in God. They can receive training. They can worship in God's house. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we have a job to do, parents. God, we have an obligation to these children. We have to nourish these children, discipline these children, instruct these children, prepare them through education, and show them how to work, because they're going to go out there for employment, and we have to teach them that work is good and it's of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Parents, we have duties. We have to teach the children to be obedient, to honor your parents, to respect the aged, to care for the elderly and their parents, to be obedient to God, to remember God even when they get of age. Thank you, Jesus. And we have the Holy Scriptures to guide us. We have everything we need that pertaineth to godliness. He didn't leave out anything. We can have great children of God, great future leaders. Thank you, Jesus. But it's all about Jesus. Yes, The scripture that I'm going to read today, it comes from Proverbs, the 26th chapter and the 6th verse. I know some of you know these scriptures, but we'll read them again because he told us to remind one another, to help one another. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise God. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 15th through the 17th verse says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. What will the scriptures do for them? Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, to make, and also through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It's all about Jesus. All those scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the men of God, they going to grow up one day, that the women of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we want our children to be, to become children of God, because they are our futures. Thank you, Jesus. And God have, like I said, parents, have equipped us with everything that we need. And if we as parents and the children take those instructions, they can win the world for Christ. Thank you, Sister Gallen, and I turn it back into your hands.
Amen. What a word, what a word. Powerful word about parents, encouraging parents to train up their children the way that they should go. So, you know, as she said, we do have a responsibility as parents and as grandparents. You know, Timothy's mother and grandmother taught him the holy ways of God. And, you know, if we teach them while they're young, they won't depart from it. Look at Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. They never departed from it. So I thank you, Minister Carolyn Wells. Oh, my God, what a powerful word. And parents, you know, she said, instruct them in righteousness. She gave Proverbs 22:6, train them up in the way they should go. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17. What does the scripture do? It makes them wise. So they won't get out there and choose the devil's ways. They'll be wise and they will choose God's ways. They won't choose unholiness, they will choose holiness. So I thank you, Minister Carolyn Wells from Flint, Michigan. You are invited to come on weekly. We thank God for that powerful word. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, Minister Carolyn Wells. Oh, God, you're in Flint, you're in Jacksonville, you're in Kentucky, you're in Texas, you're in Alabama, you're in Mississippi. There's no state in our nation that you're not. You're all over the world in every continent. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us on Bible Storyland. So strengthen this mighty woman of God. And, Lord, I just lift up all of our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, particularly those that sang today, Break Every Chain, Ashley, Elijah, and Christian. And, Lord, I thank you for every child that sang on Bible Storyland today, oh, God. I thank you for Jabria and Bianca and Naya. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for those children. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, that they will be saved at an early age, and great shall be their peace. Oh, God, you are their peacemaker. And so, Father, protect them. Guide them with your high right hand. Keep them on the path of righteousness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this mighty woman of God who raised all of her children in holiness, oh, God. And so, Father, even as she traveled, oh, God, for the one that's going today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so, Father, I thank you that her traveling will be safe, oh, God, all the way where she's going and all the way back to Kalamazoo, oh, God. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and bring incident, accident, mishap. We thank you for safety and peace. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for being her
a great and mighty God leading her, keeping her on the path of righteousness. And I thank you for the word that you've deposited in her to bring to Bible Storyland. Bless her like never before in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, woman of God, for being on with us.
And thank you for your invitation.
Amen, amen. Well, we're moving right along on Bible Storyland. I want to tell you something. Listen carefully. Salvation is a gift from God. Don't you know everybody's not saved yet? But we're blessed because we have the gift of salvation. It's a gift. There's some people who still don't have that gift yet. But you pray for God to give them that gift of salvation. So he keeps us with his high right hand, his holy arm. He drew us with loving kindness, and we continually pray he's going to draw them with loving kindness. He wants everybody saved. Everybody may not be saved, but God wants them saved. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus didn't come in vain. He came that we might be saved and that we might have abundant life. So I thank God for salvation. He wants your family saved, my family saved, every family in the whole world. So I thank God this morning. He wants our cities, our states, our nation, all around the world. So is there anyone on this morning who's not saved that want to be saved? Press 1. If you've already pressed 1, state your name, and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God everybody's saved on Bible Storyland. Now, let me tell you something. Once you get saved, backsliding is not an option. You got to stay saved. You got to stay in the will of God. Make sure you are following God's plan for your life. Don't slip off the path. You know, sometimes the devil fools you. He say, oh, you okay. So what if you sin? No. We got to repent, ask God to forgive us, and stay on the holy path that God has for us. We have to give an account when we stand before God. And you know what? Oh, my God, I pray for mercy. Mercy for all of us. I know especially me, I need mercy. I let the Father know, listen, I need mercy today. I need more mercy than ever before in this day and time, so I won't sin against God. I thank him for writing the word on the tables of my heart that I would not sin against him. And I'm praying the same thing for each one of you. I thank God for you all. Well, it's testimony time. I see Brother David on here. Press 1, Brother David. Give that testimony you always have. I know you got one. Press 1.
Amen. Sister G, good morning.
Good morning, Minister Stacy. Take your phone off of our speaker. Can't hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for my house. He has been praying for me a place to stay. We finally in the place. Amen. God bless us with a beautiful house. Amen. The possibility we could buy it. Amen. It's a 3-bedroom, 2 full-bath house, used yard, garage. God bless us. And, I was so point like I was having. At last, it looked like I was having contractions. Every time I was so tired of ready to be in our own home. But God finally blessed us with this house, and we just thank God for it. And he's just doing mighty things. He's just doing mighty things. Everything that he's putting my hand through, he's just been prospering it, just blessing it.
Amen, amen. Well, I knew God was going to answer that prayer, so I thank the Lord.
Yes.
He heard the prayer. We've been praying that prayer over a year, and we've been thanking the Lord for that house. So God is so good. He's in the answering business. He blessed her. I know she didn't understand. I said, okay, you don't even have to keep on praying. We just going to thank the Lord for the house. And now she got the house. The Lord, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the house has now become a home where you can dwell, oh God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that even as she read the word of God in every room, that every room in that house is blessed. They're dedicating that house to you, a house of prayer. Oh, God, a house of praise, a house of worship, where you, oh, God, will be lifted up. I thank you, Lord God, that everybody in that household shall be saved not many days hence in Jesus' name. Thanking you for blessing them, answering their prayers. Bless the children like never before, Jabria, Bianca, and her son. So, Father, we thank you for that protection that you're giving them as they go in, as they come out. So, Father, I thank you that they've dedicated that house to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We got two people giving a testimony. We have Brother David, and we have my friend from Texas. She lives in Louisiana. She lived there. We met in New Orleans, Avis. So, Brother David, and then Avis. Testimony time. You there, Brother David? You there somewhere? All right, Avis, you want to go ahead and give your testimony?
Yes. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. I'd just like to thank God for opening up a door for a new job for me. And I started my new job on Wednesday, March the 25th, with a full-timer and benefits. And everyone there is just so lovely. I praise the Lord because I have been going to so many different jobs and they've been letting me go. And I pray to God and ask God for to give me a job where the employees or employers will understand me, and he did it. And I just want to thank him. I just want to give him all the honors. I want to thank him. It is so wonderful, and it's good pay, and I have all the benefits in the world. I have benefits to go back to school. It's just a great company. And I really want to give God all the honor and praise because I kept the faith and I believe and I didn't focus on how many jobs I went through. I just kept my faith and believing that God was able and he can do anything but fail.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Lord, we thank you for my friend Avis. Oh, God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, in the life of her son and her family, her grandchild, oh, God. And, Lord, I thank you that you heard the prayer. And, Father, I thank you that every job she went on, there was a training time, a training period to get her to the job that you wanted her to be on. And so, Father, we thank you that you have great plans. We may not understand, oh, God, how she went from job to job and job to job and job to job. But, Lord, I thank you that there was training on every job to get to this one, to do the job that you wanted her to do on this one. So we bless you and we honor you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother
Amen.
David.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sister G. I just want to give a testimony of my grandmother used to tell us.
Go right ahead. Your phone must be going in and out, Brother David, because we can't hear you.
I was just saying that my grandma brought me up telling me obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
That's my testimony. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother David. Bishop Bryan, did you have a testimony?
So I'm just listening. I always can say the Lord is good to me, and he brought me through all these surgeries, and I'm still here. That's my testimony.
Amen. I thank God for the men of God in the house today. We've had Apostle Gregory. We have Bishop David Bryan and David Emmanuel. So I thank God for each one that's on the Bible Storyland, and particularly for the males that are on this morning. So thank God for the men of God in the house, who bring forth the spirit of the God, of the Most High God as well. All right. Any more testimonies? Press 1. All right. Well, we're going to have prayer time if nobody else is requesting.
I like prayer requests, you know, pray for my family. Pray for me a new job. Amen. It's great. We need friendship. Amen.
Okay, you said you need
to.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Minister Stacy, you said you need a new job.
Yes, a new job for my son. He graduated school. Pray for him. For my sister Pam and my Aunt Annie Jean and my Cousin Pearl, and pray that we get everything that we need for this house and whatever else God got planned, whatever his plan is for me.
All righty. All right, somebody.
Amen.
Else.
So,
thank you. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, somebody else speaking, but I can't hear you. Prayer request time. Press 1. You need prayer. Hello? All right. Yes?
Yes, this is Avis. I need prayer to continue to strengthen me and to continue to bless me in this job, to help me get promotions, and to calm my anxiety level down.
Okay.
My first job was a nervous wreck, to just calm me down and help me to become more self-aware of
okay.
that anxiety. I can take control of it.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. All right, hold on. Someone's pressing 1 here. My other friend from New Orleans, Mariba. How you doing, Mariba?
All is well. All is well. Thanks. How are you all?
All right. We're doing great.
Good. Okay. My request is that my mechanic, the man that repaired my car, that he told me that he's had it a week. He said he can't find anything. That the thing that's wrong with it, he can't find it. So I'm just praying and I should join with me that he will find it, that the Holy Spirit will guide him and lead him to the right thing. I need a call back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have another question.
Okay, hold on. Bishop, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to let's remember to pray for our children, especially down here. These parents are killing their children. We've had one mother killed 3 children.
Wow.
And we had another mother kill 2. And we just need to pray that these parents just be parents.
Yeah.
You know, we've been used to hear about all this stuff, but now we're hearing about parents slaying their children, and we want to pray for the parents that they be good mothers and fathers. Pray for us that are leaders, that we, especially those of us that deal in behavioral science, that we be the counselor, the guiders that we need to be, and that we see these things on the onset. And we see the precursors, and God helps us to stop, get to these persons before they go that far.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bishop. Someone else was speaking.
God bless you, my sister.
Bless you, too. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Priest. I would like you guys to pray for my dad. He is ill. He has prostate cancer, and I just found out that he's a non-believer. He don't believe in God. I was giving him a testimony about what God did in my life, and he just became so hysterical. But I believe he's gone through that denial stage, and he's just angry with himself. And I need us to come into agreement where I can just show him where he is really real, where he can see it with his own eyes, where he can experience it.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you need prayer. Someone is making a noise in the background. Could you put your phone on mute for me, please? Appreciate it. All right, hold on. Mariba? Mariba. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. press 1 if you have a prayer request. I'm going to go into prayer in just a moment. Okay, well, Father, we just adore you. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you today for what you're doing in each one of us, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to move by your Holy Spirit. You said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that men faint not, oh God, but we have fervency in our prayers. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on our behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you hear even before we call. You've already answered in the name of Jesus. You are a mighty God. You know everything. Nothing is secret. Nothing is hidden from you. So, Father, I lift up Minister Donna Hawkins' family this morning in the name of Jesus. I lift up Mother Newsom, Mother Henderson, and her brother-in-law, Greg Hawkins. I thank you, Father God, for this family. I ask you to bless this family like never before. Protect them, oh God. Guide them with your high right hand. Keep them safe. Keep them healthy. Keep them well. Oh God, as they travel to and fro, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping them safe on the highways and the byways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for their healing, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. And Lord, I thank you for a new job for Minister Stacy, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing her in safety and in peace. In the name of Jesus, give her peace of mind. Oh, Father, you've already furnished the home that they requested. You hear our request and you answer. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome in all your ways. You are most powerful. And, Father, I thank you that a job is a very easy thing for you to do. So give her a favor. Oh, God, when she gets the new job, give her a favor. Oh, God, give her everything that she needs on the job. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have equipped her for the new job that she's going to get, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her son. I thank you for her family. And I thank you for meeting every need. You're awesome, Lord God. This is just the beginning of great things that you're going to do for Minister Stacy and her family. Because, Father, I thank you that she's faithful to you, oh God. And you are faithful and loyal to her and to her family. And, Lord, even as her son is graduated from high school, I thank you, Lord God, for providing the money that he needs for the graduation fees, everything that's needed for his graduation. And I thank you, Lord God, that he will not sit idle, but he will move on to further educate himself, oh God. And that I thank you, Lord God, for a completer's anointing for her son, for her daughters, oh God, that they will complete, oh God, their schooling and go on to higher learning in Jesus' name, not just academic learning, but spiritual learning as well. Learning your word, learning those things, oh God, in the name of Jesus that you want them to learn. In the name of Jesus, about you and about your word. Because this life is about you. And you, if you be lifted up, you will draw them and all men unto you. And Father, I thank you for Avis, oh God, your precious daughter. I thank you for what you're doing in Avis's life. Now, Father, you are Jehovah Shalom, her peacemaker. Give her peace of mind to relax and let go. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for deliverance for her, oh, God, from every hurt, everything the enemy meant for her harm. Turn it around for her good, oh, God. Remove old mindsets, oh, God, where fear came in, oh, God, that she would lose this job and that job. But I thank you all that is ended. We rebuke the spirit of pride. In the name of Jesus, that would cause her, oh God, to come, oh God, against herself, against others. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life. You are Jehovah Shalom, her peacemaker. Give her peace in the midst of every situation that she faced. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that she will eat foods, oh God, that will keep her calm. Remove any sugary stuff that keep her agitated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I lift up her father. You know we care about our dads. We want our family members saved, our mothers, our fathers. And, Lord, her father is very ill, but he's not saved. And so before he leaves this earth, oh, God, I ask you that he would know you in the pardon of his sins and that he would be saved, oh, God.
So I thank you, Lord God, for blessing Avis's son and her grandchild. I thank you for peace of mind. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are her counselor and her prince of peace. Oh, God, I thank you for Mariba. I thank you for her car being repaired. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for removing everything from her car that keeps it from starting or running properly. I call everything in alignment with her car to run properly. Oh, God, every part of her car. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you know the ins and outs of cars. You know the details of cars, oh, God. So, Father, you're able to repair even without a repairman. You are awesome in all your ways, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for Bishop David Bryan and the request that he made, Lord God, that parents, oh, God, will receive the counseling that they need. You are the counselor. You are the Prince of Peace. So we pray for salvation for every parent in the name of Jesus. Every parent, especially those that don't know you. I bind up schizophrenia, double-mindedness. Those who, Lord God, have lost their minds. The devil have taken their minds. And I thank you, Lord God, for a mind that has stayed on you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I bind the hand of the enemy that's causing parents to kill their own children, even aborting their children before they have a chance to come into this world. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, oh, for breaking every curse, every generational curse from the parents, from the children on both sides, back 100 generations, 40 generations. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, oh, God, that that murdering spirit in families will be broken off of them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for healing the minds of the parents, teaching them how to be the parents you want them to be in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up each and every family on Bible Storyland today. And I thank you for peace, that kind of peace that passes all human understanding. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, that you would be their counselor, their Prince of Peace, the mighty God that you are. Move in the parents' life. Protect the children from the enemy that come through their parents. We bind up incest, rape, murder of their own children. We thank you that it will not come forth in their bloodline. We cut it off at the root in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for protection of our unborn babies, that they will be born, and the children and the young adults. We pray a hedge of protection around them, and we thank you that they will be taught of you. And I thank you that great shall be their peace. Protect them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy God. You are righteous God. Even as we begin to close out on Bible Storyland, we thank you that you are awesome, most powerful. Nothing is impossible to you. We praise, honor, and adore you. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand. Have your way in our lives. Bless each and every person on here, their families, their neighborhoods, their cities, their states, their nations, oh God. Even those who listen later, be with them, oh God. Oh God, I thank you that you are holy and you are righteous. Oh God, and you have a plan and a purpose that you put on the inside of us. So, Father, even as we learned about parents' responsibilities and duties today, I pray that they would do the duties that you call them forth for them to do. Even as we learned about King Lemuel, as mother, and how she taught him your ways, I thank you, Lord God, that our children will learn the ways of holiness. And, Father, I thank you for those children who sang today and for their parents. I thank you that their parents will begin to love on them like never before, put a great love in the hearts of parents for their children, a great love in the hearts of children for their parents, a great obedience in the hearts of parents towards you. Oh, God, I thank you that the parents will obey you and their children will obey them and you, and they will have great peace and great success. Keep their mind stayed on you, on your word. Joshua 1:8 says, let not this book of the law depart from you. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have great success. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. I love you all. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. I'm sorry, did someone say something?
And I thank God for each of you. God bless you as you continually obey him in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Remember, I love you, but my love is limited. God's love is unlimited. He loves you so much, that he has given you life, an abundant life. He's given you peace. He's given you strength. He's your refuge. Do not forget to thank the Lord daily. Do not forget to thank him who gave you good houses to live in, who's given you vehicles to drive, who's given you food to eat, who's keeping the hand of the enemy stayed away from you, who's given you peace. So I bless you. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Senior Citizens Day. Don't forget, the number is 1-619-789-4313. I love you. Bye.